This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Yay! Oh, that reminds me of last Friday at Cache Creek. The cheering, the unstoppable crowd noise.
It was nice.
It was really nice. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello. Just reminiscing about last Friday. What a delight it was. Morning, Vinny.
Good morning. You're
still soaking in the afterglow of the successful live broadcast.
Yeah, I had fun. You know, I like any trip of any kind, I always fret in advance. Will I have all my things?
Yes.
Do I have it? Like, and I'm not talking about, you know, my bedding. I did
have
that.
You had that too, of course.
Yeah, of course. But I'm, you know, the stuff. And then even today, coming back, I'm like, I forgot. It's just the way it is.
Oh, God, what'd you forget?
I don't know. You know.
You know.
All the stuff.
What did you forget?
It's just the routine.
Yes.
Gets changed. Truthfully, Cache Creek was fun.
Oh, it was great.
It was super fun. I will say this for anyone who's listening and thinking I should go up there, and you should because it's beautiful.
Like, it's stunning.
I really was
it's
all...
It's like a secret oasis.
They built this place yesterday. It's brand new.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And meanwhile, there's 40th year anniversary signs. I'm like, well, it must have been
clearly started in a barn
and then an old building, right?
Over time. Yeah,
the new building's spectacular.
Come on in, we'll gamble.
From my home though in Santa Cruz,
yes,
4.5 hours.
Oh boy, it's far.
Oof.
Yeah, it's far. Yeah, it was over 2 hours for us.
Yeah,
but that's the thing, you know, it is an escape. And it's funny because that whole Central Valley thing, like most of the time I'm just on 80, I'll go across and you see tons of orchards, and it is really beautiful. And then, you know, the distant mountains, and then the mountains that are receding behind you. Well, this one is, you start across the valley, and then you take a left, and you just go up, and now you're going along the mountains. And by the time we found this place, I was like, this is beautiful. Looking out the front, I was looking for Vinny. He was at the pool. I was checking him out, you know, seeing what was going on. And I'm looking down there, and I found that I couldn't just stare at him. I had to look across at this incredible orchard with these beautiful hills coming out the back. I'm like,
it's not quite a valley, but you kind of are nestled into this
yes.
little spot.
It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Cache Creek, not only is it gorgeous, but the people who work there, so freaking great.
Yeah.
So nice, so accommodating. Everybody who came out to the gig, to the morning show, just our listeners are wonderful. Like, it wasn't that I had forgotten it. It's just that, like, the love is profound.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so nice. And I want to say this, and I am so sorry, because I forgot the name of the
what
person.
Did you do?
I forgot someone's name. And I wanted to thank them today. And I realized on my way in, as I have the jacket on that they gave me,
I
was like,
that.
I cannot remember the lady's name. So my apologies. She years ago, we had a thing called the Alice Listener Rewards Program where you would check in and you would do certain things. You'd get these points and you could spend them. And I only vaguely remember this program. It was probably like around the year 2000. And we got these gorgeous denim jackets, like a regular Levi's denim jacket. But on the back, there was an embroidered Alice at 97.3 on it. And this lady apparently saved up all her points. And with them, she bought this jacket. And she's like, I don't wear it. It's too big for me. I thought you might really like it. Which I was like, oh my God. So she gave it to me. I wore it in today.
It's a nice jacket.
It's a really nice jacket.
Do you still have the one you were given?
No, the satin one?
No, we were all given these.
No, I do not have that anymore. I don't know what happened to it.
Maybe you were pregnant when he gave those. He gave one of those to me. When I saw it, I cringed because Lewis was our boss at the time. Lewis Kaplan, great guy, started the station with us.
Yep.
All the stuff.
Yep.
Love, love, love.
Yep. Totally love him. Yeah.
He gave me that jacket and was like, we wear these now. We're going to look great. I went to an event, some show, something we did.
Oh, this is the thing.
This is one of the things, yes. There were a couple
things.
This is
the thing he's mad. Oh, okay.
He was
livid.
He gave me that, was like, we do this now. We're jean jacket wearing, team.
We're
team
a gang
colors.
Of people who wear the things.
And I was leaving an event and someone was like, oh my God, your jacket. Can I have that? And I was like, yes, you can.
Mm.
And then got back to work and then, you know, where was my jacket? My jacket's, well, on some
it's
lady.
Like story. It's a story
in a
of your life.
Lot.
Your mom's like, where's your jacket? Your boss is like, where's your jacket?
And he was truly.
Yeah, he was mad.
Upset
about it. He wanted
it.
Us to be like a gang of people. He, you know, I do love Lou.
I love Lou too.
He was great. And I appreciate that he wanted us to be a family and to all dress the same. And it's just, you know, it's hard to wrangle adults who are like, I don't wear that. It means a lot to me to give it to you.
Yeah. That's when someone's like, oh my God, I totally want that. And I'm like, I really don't even care about it. Here, help yourself. Like, absolutely.
See, that was the part that he didn't want to hear.
Well, I didn't really say that to everybody. It was in my head. I went, you really want this. I'm kind of on the fence about it myself.
Yeah, even that, right? He just wanted to, have a gang. He, you know, Lurk and Lou. He just always wanted to be a part of something. It's sweet.
Anyway, I didn't know that they were made available to.
Apparently so.
I don't know anything about the rewards points thing.
It sounds sort of familiar, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't saving those up. I worked at the station, so I didn't know. But anyway, very generously. And it's a nice, big, roomy one. I put it on. I'm like, oh, this is great. It fits over everything. Super. So anyway, to the nameless, wonderful person who's, I feel so bad. But I met like 1,000 people. So I forget everybody's name. I tried. Sorry.
There were 1,000 people there, too.
There were a ton of people. I so appreciate it. Like, it felt wonderful.
It sounded
so sweet.
Like everybody kept telling me.
People
like,
said that to me too. It sounded like we're in a stadium.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was 1,000 people. So that's why it sounded like that.
Right.
Yep. Just going to stick with that.
It's super nice. People drove in,
oh
got
my God.
Up early. We're
I
waiting.
Know.
I walked in at like 4:45 and by 5 there was 5:30 there was already a line of people to get in.
Yeah, what was going on with you that day?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're like, well, I walked in and fell on my face, and then I dropped a sandwich on my lap, and then I'm like, "What is happening to you?"
I'm clumsy. You don't see me out a lot, but people who know me know.
I think it was like the elevation change.
I'm
like
very
he had
clumsy.
To step up onto the stage.
I don't know.
There were some steps that. You missed.
That I missed. Yeah, and there were steps on the other side. I was just too dumb to go. I was trying to just jump up.
It was a long walk to go from the other side.
Yeah, so long, so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but that's kind of my MO. I'm clutching.
All right.
Yeah. Most of my shirts have stains on them from something I've spilled.
I mean, that's just life. When you just drink coffee all morning, like every single thing I have has a stain down the front of it. Don't worry about that. People were also saying... yesterday, that my sister's like, what's going on? Where's Bob? I don't understand. What's happening?
Nah.
I'm like, okay, it's a best of. But thank you for listening. She's like, oh, phew. People love Bob. Bob jumped right in on Friday. That was
Bob
good.
Did great.
How was Steven? He seemed very nice. You guys got along?
Yeah. Yeah, he was great.
Good.
He was very excited to like work on the show.
Oh, good.
He's only done sports before, so he was pumped.
Yeah, it's always we did borrow him from our little brother station down the hall.
Yeah.
They're all bummed out, man.
Well, the Warriors lost. The whole Bay Area is bummed.
Yeah, but those guys, they have to cheer all those people up.
They know they know the answer. Although we all know the answer. Steph Curry has to be on the floor tomorrow night. He just has to. Or we're toast again. Ah. I turned it off at halftime last night, but I just couldn't.
Is it 3-1 now?
Yes. 3-1.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So back against
the
wall.
They're saying he's not going to play.
Well, then there's that.
But maybe there'll be a miracle.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him. I will root.
And one of the guys was really sick, apparently. Like, maybe that guy will be better and Steph will come back and play. And
hey, I'm with you, man.
Yay.
Let's go, Warriors. Bet biggest comeback of all time.
It would
I'm
be
down.
Pretty big.
I'm into it. Sounds
fingers
great.
Crossed. I mean, as of right now, it's like Schrodinger's cat that's neither alive nor dead. Look how sad they are. They're right out there. Look at Sam. Sam looks so bummed out. They're like super sad.
Well, at least his hair is still luxurious.
I know. He does have luxurious. Long red hair.
It is really the
How
right
many
time.
Guys with red hair, like down past their shoulders, do you know?
Any more?
Any.
Yeah, none.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, him.
Yep.
But that's, you know, that's an age thing, too. He's a young guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you do all the different things when you're young.
Yeah.
You don't see the long hair as much, though.
Not as much these days, no. Yeah. In fact, there was something, some of you had said like 20 years ago, this was in fashion and now it isn't. Like, and one of the things was like dudes with long hair.
Oh, it was a story I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not mad about dudes with long hair. I think it's nice. I don't know. Some people are pulling off the man bun. Some people are, so, you know, my friend Mike J, he's a total model and he puts it in a man bun and I'm like, Mike J is kind of a unicorn.
Could shave his head and be gorgeous though. So that's not one of those things that the bun doesn't make or break him.
Mm. Right. You're right. I don't prefer it. But then the other day he wore his hair down and I was like, kind of miss the man bun.
Oh,
I know. Because he always has it. And he'll even like, sometimes he'll stick like a chopstick through it. Like it's super cool, and then it has little pieces coming out the side. I'm like,
Jesus. To be good looking.
Well, I know, right?
And to just say,
you try to drop me,
bleep it to all,
yeah,
things. I don't care. Yeah. I'm still gorgeous. Heads. I will hear the wind of people's faces turning my way wherever I go. Right. Yeah, I walk into a store, and the whole place goes. And there I am. That's
with my
right.
Man bun. I pull the chopstick out of my man bun. Shake my hair down.
So, hold on. Speaking of stores,
yes, dear.
I love that Good Earth store. It's a miracle it's still in business because it is nestled in. I have two of the worst intersections, maybe three, in the entire Bay Area, right by my house.
In Scotts Valley.
But.
Oh, yeah, you were saying. Right.
Mill Valley has the absolute number one stupidest intersection in the the people who are around that spot where Good Earth is and there's Proof Lab and I don't know what else that other stuff is.
Right.
And there's a Walgreens over there.
Yeah.
They must watch like accidents all day every
day.
What
makes it so stupid? Like what's wrong with it?
It's a why. So you can go to the right and go into Mill Valley. You go to the left and you stay on Route 1. But there's so much traffic coming from all ways at all times that they've got it. They have to. And then there's businesses
there's no way
all
in.
The way. Like everyone's crammed by and then you're on this side of the road, but you need to get to something over here.
there's no way in
or out of anything. So and then even the plaza, there's this big plaza where the Good Earth is. which I would never even bought. I would never.
I know.
Go to
I was
that
talking
store.
To your husband. Like, oh, he goes, I don't go to that store.
Can't
I was like,
get over
the
there.
Food's so good there. He goes, yeah, that
he's
intersection.
Like, so I hear.
No,
I know. My son used to live near there. He was like, oh my God, that whole area, it's awful. So there's that plaza, and then like right on the other side of it, there's this other plaza. That's where the Walgreens is, yes. Sort of on the edge. And then there's like these alleys that go between that people use as like cut throughs. And I mean, it is a disaster over there. And it floods all the time, too. So it's always got like, there's always some CF going on.
I'm there. In this grocery anyway. Store getting my lunch and just going, this place is wonderful. It's a miracle.
There's probably nobody even there.
I can't believe it hasn't gone under.
Right.
Like in that spot. How many people have been all, I'm going to, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I just lost 30 minutes of my life trying to get there. I give.
Right. Did you stop on your way back too or something?
I did.
Wow. Oh, there.
Because I knew where I could get food.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Uh-huh.
But I dealt with it. You know, I had to make that left and then it cut in and.
It's
very,
very.
Bike riders all over
yes,
too. You're just
it's
like,
stupid.
Oh.
It's very stupid.
But whatever. Good Earth. Hey.
Shame.
Really, really fun store.
Yeah. I've never been.
Ever?
I think I was there once.
The food, the
I hear.
All the things.
I've heard from you.
When I left here, we had talked about nachos, and then I was at Good Earth, and sure enough, they
I
have
really
a-
had nachos. What
have
a weird
a whole
thing to have.
Taqueria right
oh,
there.
Oh, a taqueria.
And a sandwich, and pizza, and- I think bowls, some kind.
Like rice with...
Yeah. Mm. All the stuff. I was like, I get there and I'm just all, oh. But I, you know, I stayed true to the nachos the first time.
It is, when it's a choice like that, I always find it difficult. Like, I just want, like, you know, good prepared food. You're just like, oh, it's basically a buffet. And you're like, what do I want?
You know the mall that's going under on Market Street? You know, the one where all the stores have left?
Right. Is that the Westfield?
Yeah. That's the one. The food court down below, though, spectacular. And that's another one where you walk in and just go, wow. Of course I want Korean barbecue.
I know.
Wait a minute.
But then I also really want
yes.
It's
good.
It's tough. It's hard. America, lots of choices.
Well, we're talking about food. Here we go.
Kind of hungry.
Yeah, of course we are.
What can we get around here?
Nothing.
I know. Nothing. Hey, is Eddie F. coming around this week?
Yeah, I'm still working on if he's coming down on Thursday or not.
We got to figure out what's going on with the stairs. He is really anti-elevator. He's going to be bummed if he shows up here. I wish I was kidding. In our old building, we were on the third floor.
Yeah.
And he was barely able to do that.
Wow. Okay.
Well.
I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah, just find
out. If we can't use the stairs, just tell him. Call in or don't. Like, you know, we can't.
No,
what
no
can
call
you do?
In. No,
no
call
he
in.
Asked it. He actually asked to call in. I'm like,
no call
you're
in.
Coming in.
I don't, the phones never sound good.
No. And he's like, and I'll be on a good phone. I'm like, No.
Then he's either got to deal with the elevator or not.
Yeah.
He'll bail on us that day, though. That's happened. But like, oh, no, I couldn't get there. I do. It's like he didn't want to be in the elevator.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you know. Okay. But he's playing shows all weekend at the Punchline if anybody wants to go see him.
Yeah. He's very, very good, very talented guy. Been a friend of the show forever. Mm-hmm. And we moved up higher just to kind of get away from him. We'd had enough, really. And so, Eddie, good
Don't
luck
say that.
With your career.
We'd we love weren't to, involved in picking this
we'd
place.
We'd love to. You're right about that. You know what? I'm not even. You're right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Vinny, Alice, the Morning Show. Here's a song.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.